Good evening, Your Royal Highnesses, Your Excellencies, honored guests. On behalf of the Center for the Study of Muslim-Jewish Relations and the Department of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Cambridge, I say welcome to all of you. Welcome to Cambridge and welcome to this conference. It is my great honor and pleasure to open this conference dedicated to the Jews of Arab culture from 1948 to the present days. I would like to start with a few words of recognition and gratitude to everybody, people and institutions who have contributed in one way or another to putting the idea of this conference into practice. First and foremost, I would like to thank His Royal Highness, his patronage of the conference, for his patronage of the conference and for the support of the Royal Institute of Interfaith Studies in Amman. Secondly, my thanks go to Professor Yasir Suleiman and the Department of Middle Eastern Studies for co-hosting and supporting the conference. And last but not least, I bow my thanks to the speakers for their cooperation and their willingness to travel from far and wide to this remote town called Cambridge. I will open this conference with a poem by Anwar Shaul. It will be Arabic with a Swiss accent. In kuntu min Musa tabastu aqidati fa ana al-muqim بذل دين محمد وسماحة الإسلام كانت موئلي وبلاغة القرآن كانت موردي ما نال من حبي لأمة أحمد كوني على دين الكليم تأبدي سأذل ذياك السماوال في الوفاة أسأدت في بغداد أم لم أسد. In English translation, from Moses I borrowed my creed, but under Islam's protection have I lived. Its generosity is my shelter. The Quran's bounty is my eternal fountain. My adherence to the creed of Moses has not diminished my love for Muhammad's nation. Faithful I will remain, like a samawal, be I happy in Baghdad or miserable. Arabic has been a vehicle of Jewish culture for more than 1500 years. For several centuries, it was the dominant language of Jewish cultural creativity. Even as late as the first half of the 20th century, Baghdad was as much a Jewish city as it was an Islamic one. We are currently witnessing the demise of Arab-Jewish culture. Arabic is gradually disappearing as a language mastered by Jews, and only a few Jewish intellectuals would still proudly declare today that Arabic language and literature penetrates our very bloodstream, as did Salman Darwish in the 1940s. The image of an hourglass suggests itself, the grains of sand quickly running out. The hourglass will not turn over again, at least not in the foreseeable future. In retrospect, Anwar Shaul's poem, which I was reading, which was originally recited before the Conference of Arab Writers in April 1969, less than 2 years after the War of 1967, might be seen as a swan song of Arab-Jewish culture. When in the 1970s, Anwar Shaul, Mir Basri, and others finally left Iraq, the vision of a cultural coexistence in the Middle East had reached its end. Today, Anwar Shaul, who wrote in the 1920s under the pseudonym of Ibn al-Samawal, an expression of his connection and admiration for the pre-Islamic poet, is excluded by Arab scholars from Arabness. Our conference will try to shed light from various angles on the implications of this cultural demise and the de-Arabization of Jewish culture. First, there are the perspectives of the various Jewish communities, the Maghrebi, the Yemeni, the Egyptian, the Shami, the Iraqi perspectives. Secondly, there is the Israeli perspective, the perspective of the State of Israel, Israeli culture, Israeli literature, and language policy. Thirdly, there is the perspective of translation and transformation from Arabic into Hebrew and from Hebrew into Arabic. And finally, there is the viewpoint of Arab and in particular Palestinian literature and its reaction to the de-Arabization of Jewish culture. By approaching the topic of the conference from multiple perspectives, we will try to free it from various endeavors to tailor it to the needs of tendentious political and cultural agendas. I will leave the practical things to the end before we are moving, and leave now the podium to Professor Yasir Sulaiman, who will welcome you on behalf of the Department of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of Cambridge.